the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Bob Black on location at Marside Grill, where we'll be each and every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware St. Simons, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Sheldon Hogan, Southern Hardwire, and Marside Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Bob Black.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We're doing good. Well, Coach, another disappointing loss for us. Put us 2-3 on the year, although if you take the forfeit from Dorchester, which I know you won't, we'd be 3-2.
I'm just going to say, when I die, that's going to count as a win, Bob.
Well, I understand that, Coach.
They'll sit at my funeral, and somebody will recount my all-time record, and that's going to count as a win.
Okay.
One to nothing.
All right. Well, I'm going to take
some positives out of Friday.
I stand corrected.
Thank you very much.
Is that when you got the word that Fort Dorchester was on Friday?
I got it on Wednesday, I believe. Had to keep it a secret until they told their team and made the announcement and all that stuff. So,
well,
but yes.
Just for those of you that don't know, Fort Dorchester had an illegal player that played when they played against us, so they had to forfeit the game that they had played up until this point. But, Coach, Friday night over in Ware County was a night where couldn't keep the offense on the field, couldn't get the defense off the field. It was just a long night all around for the Red Terriers.
Yeah, you know, we struggled offensively. Just didn't play very well offensively. Didn't compete very well. And it's in all phases. It was the offensive line. It was the running backs, quarterbacks, kind of wide receivers. It was a little bit of everything. There's no one person we can look at to blame. I will say Drez Wilcox played in a really good game, competed up there, fought his tail off. There was a bright spot there. So you got to look on the bright spot with it. Defensively, we struggled early in the game to get lined up. We made some personnel changes at linebacker, got us lined up, played pretty well the rest of the game, gave up the long run to start the third quarter. Again, for the second week, it was really, we've got to do a better job of that. We made it 19-6. We kind of had the momentum climbing. We felt like we could climb back in the game. And gave up an 80-yard run we missed four tackles on. And that's 2 weeks in a row. So, you know, something we talked with the kids. We had our best week of practice this week. Hopefully we'll play better Friday night.
Yeah, that four missed tackles in that one play. Didn't have but 10 on the night, which is an improvement from the last couple of games over the week. But, yeah, I was going to mention Drez. He watching the film, looked like he had a real good game staying on his blocks the entire time. And he was almost in an island out there. He was driving his man so far off the ball, you could really see how hard he was working.
Yeah,
up front.
He played. He was really relentless when he blocked. We need more of that. I mean, we've got, you know, we played three kids, three kids who are sophomore. We played Drez, who played on the offense or the defensive line last year, and our other starter Friday night was a guy who hadn't played football in 2 years. So I mean, it is what it is, and I'm not gonna kind of beat ourselves up about it. We've got to go back and fix our problems. We've got to compete better on the lines of scrimmage, on the offensive line especially. We got to have guys come off and be physical. We worked on that this week. We get Shane Wells back. I think that's going to be big for us. Hopefully it'll be big for us. And, our execution's got to get better. I think we only ran, of the 40 plays we ran, I think we only ran 8 correctly where we didn't have an execution error.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, I was going to bring up Shane, and it looks like with Shane coming back, you got Nolan Grant that I'm not sure was completely healthy Friday night. He may have been, but he's had a good week of practice and seems to be running like the Nolan Grant that we're looking for.
Yeah, you know, Nolan, Quani, we didn't play very well at running back. We pressed the hole, and then we were trying to cut in the hole instead of driving and getting positive yards, getting what we can, and make the second cut make our first cut on the second level. We were trying to cut on the line of scrimmage. We just didn't play very well, and you know, it is what it is. You have nights like that. Hopefully we'll play better this week. You know, I'm going to say hopefully. We're going to play better this week. I think our kids have had a good week of practice. We have more energy. We've come out and we've been more physical at practice. So we're going to get after it and improve this week.
Yeah, overall rushing, he had 35 carries for only 70 yards. Nolan Grant led the way with 12 carries for only 26 yards. Also on the night, Coach, it looked like a night that, I don't know, T.J. Lewis, the quarterback, didn't really seem comfortable running the option for us. I don't know, it just seemed like he just really didn't look comfortable. I mean, I, that's all I can say. I don't.
No, Bob.
No, that wasn't it?
He did not look comfortable. No, he did not. He played, and again, we have to take into account T.J.'s a sophomore. We've thrown a lot on him. And he was inconsistent Friday night. And, I'm not going to beat a kid. It's really tough. No. It's really tough for a sophomore to come out and play on Fridays and do a lot of the things we're asking to do. We're playing a lot of those guys. And there's an old saying for every – in 7A, for every sophomore that you play, you lose – you can chalk up one loss. I don't think we're losing 10 games. We're starting 10 sophomores or something like that. We're not going to lose 10 games. So we've already beat the curve on that one. But those guys are working hard. They're improving, but they're making mistakes. I mean, when Jaden Miller gave up a long pass where he was in great position to defend the pass and then kind of at the last minute kind of threw all his fundamentals out the window. It's kind of what sophomores do. They're inconsistent. But I still believe that this group of kids is going to turn the corner. I think they're going to kind of find their groove and get in the region and play well in the region and win the region championship and get in the playoffs and win some games in the playoffs. I believe that.
Yeah, I think you're right, Coach. They've worked really hard in practice this week. You've kind of changed things up a little bit in practice, tried to make it fun. We've had some music out there. We've had some competition things that we've been doing just to kind of, I don't want to say break the monotony, but that's basically what it is. I know we don't like to use the word grind, but that almost may be where we were. So, well, we've tried to make it fun a little bit.
Yeah, football season is a grind. It is. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So that's the first thing. My first year, this is very – I was talking to the coaches, and I said this year is very similar to my first year here, where my first year the message was, hey, you got to believe that you can win. And we had to convince our kids – that they could go out and compete and win on Friday nights against good teams. Early in the season, we didn't believe that. After we won the first year, our kids believed that. But we were playing with 17 and 18 and 19-year-old kids, older kids, mostly seniors. And then we replaced those kids with mostly seniors. Last year, we replaced them with a lot of kids who were sophomores, 7 or 8 sophomores. We had a lot of seniors kind of built in around those kids who kind of knew the drill and they knew how to do that stuff. This year, we only have about 12 seniors. We're playing mostly kids that are sophomores and juniors. And, this is my fault, if anything, is that, the realization I've learned is that every year is different and that, this is more similar to our 2014 team, is that we have to be more positive with these kids. We have to show them we've got to create some enthusiasm because those Garrison Hurds and DJ Dallas and Randy Jernigans and Hunter Halls, those guys are out there. When you used to coach those kids hard, they would rally the troops around themselves. Those kids aren't out there right now. So the coaches, we as coaches have to do that. We've got to get them going in the right direction. And I felt like we've had a good week, our best week of practice as a whole. I say this, I've said it, I'll say it again. We'll start playing great football when we start practicing great football. And, it's still a work in progress.
Yeah, you do touch on that play like you practice quite often. All right, we got more to come on the Red Terrace Coaches Show on Mission Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Hey, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location from Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Med and Orthopedic Surgery, and Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. All right, Coach, we're just going to touch on the offense one more time, then we'll switch over to the defense. I mentioned it just a few minutes ago, but I believe we're going to be back to full strength on the offense up front. We're getting Clayton Kitchen back, and Shane Wells coming back this week.
Yeah, you know, I think we'll have those two guys back. Alan Parton will still be out, and you know, he practiced kind of light yesterday and had a lot of swelling in his leg today, so we're going to send him back to the doctor and try to figure out what's going on there. He was feeling better, you know. It's just one of those things that hopefully with the off week, can get healed up and get back with us before we play region play. Alan's a really good player. You know, Caden Hutchinson's just going to have to get in there and step up a little bit. But on the offensive side of the ball, we'll get two of those guys back.
Yeah. We mentioned earlier in the show about the defense really not being a get off the field. Defensively, you know, other than the big plays, we really played okay. I mean, it just seemed to be, you know, we just couldn't get off the field.
You know, I think defensively, we're just inconsistent. I mean, I think that, you know, like the – now, if you go back and watch the plays we gave up, there's so many plays. I think there are 27 plays where we had execution errors, and we did the wrong thing, and it cost us. You know, we had struggle lining up, especially in the first quarter. They were running this RPO stuff. We were trying to cover down the second receiver, and we couldn't get lined up defensively, and we couldn't get the call in. There's a lot of things going on. We put some young guys in there, and they kind of got us lined up. We settled in and played better football kind of the second, third, and fourth quarter.
Yeah, you mentioned the RPO. I was going to touch on that. Quarterback did a pretty good job of attacking our defensive end, our Viper, or whatever his key was, and he'd stand up and pop it out to a wide receiver.
Well, we didn't do it. He did, but we didn't do a very good job. And so, basically, what we did, we stayed in space instead of pressing the issue and forcing him to throw. So, we gave him all the time he wanted to throw the football, which isn't what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to read that and come get the quarterback. And we didn't do it. We stood there at 3.5 yards and let him just kind of drift, and then make a nice, easy, leisurely throw. So we've got to do our job, and we talked with those guys about coming down here when they get that read. Come downhill and play ball. Go get that quarterback. Get the ball out of his hand right now. So, guys, we know what we're doing. But, you know, I felt like at corner, Raekwon, Ben, and Juwan Floyd, overall, I felt our corners played a pretty good game outside the long throw we made. We just got to kind of hunker down and fix a few things, and, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we just got work to do.
Yeah, it's just a lot of work to do. The first score was actually a pretty good drive for him, but then scores 2, 3, and 4 were long passes and long runs that they're really just – you know, there's this quick pop.
Well, we lost contain. We lost contain on an inside zone. Well, really, what we did is we didn't squeeze by the defensive end on the inside zone. If we get the defensive end to squeeze, he makes a tackle for a 2 or 3 yard gain. Instead, he's up the field. They cut the inside zone back around him. EJ was outside taking the quarterback, and the back bounced it. That was on a 3rd and 4 call. Instead of going for losing 2 yards, that went for 9 yards, and it was the first down. I mean, there's so many little things. As crazy as it sounds, there are 25 plays in the game, if we make two or three of those plays, it's a tight ball game. We have a chance to win. We're just not making those right now. I choose to believe that we're going to get there and make those plays before the season's over with.
You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, we've looked at linebacker all week, Coach, and Friday night, you know, Tyshawn Lane stayed in there for the majority of the game, except we had to bring him off, just coach him up. And you rolled the sophomore, number 44, Miles Smith, and the senior, Johnny Bradley, rolled, you know, pretty much all night. Did one have a better game than the other? Are you still trying to find that linebacker for with Tyshawn?
Well, you know, I think we're still trying to find two who's consistent. And Tyshawn's been a really good player for us last year. I think his eye discipline has not been very good this year. He knows that. I mean, it's something we've discussed. Tyshawn's a good player, and he's got to understand there were times he was chasing the quarterback instead of tackling the dive. We've got to do a good job of that, and that's just discipline. I think you're going to see Miles Smith. I think you're going to see Ryan Say this Friday night play some football. Two sophomores inside linemen. Two guys are going to be really good players. They've come along, been playing a little JV here and there, playing some on Friday night. Ryan, when he got in, made plays. And I'm a fan of Ryan and Miles. I think they're, you know, anytime you have young guys who are going to get in, to me, if a young guy's going to get in and do as well as an older guy, you play the young guy. And that's just this business. The old guy needs to step up, and that's what puts the pressure with some competition on some people.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Ryan Zayes. I've been telling Coach Veal now that I had Ryan last year on the freshman squad, and I thought he learned as the year goes. Ryan, he's certainly getting bigger and stronger with the weight program. I was also going to touch on someone else that I thought had a pretty good game, but I had the defensive line coach tell me that it really maybe not as good as I thought, but that was Torres Davis at the nose. He seemed to
– Well, you know, I think Torres did a good job of resetting the line of scrimmage. I mean, and Torres is, again, it's a kid. Torres is playing. He's growing up. He's just a junior.
Just a junior.
Didn't play a whole bunch last year. He's growing up on the field. Well, he's got to do a better job of shooting his hands. It's, when he does it, he's a dominant player inside. Shooting his hands and giving his pad load. Friday night, he was inconsistent. Like a lot of our young guys, he didn't play a lot of football last year. You know, and he was inconsistent. He did a lot of good things and made some plays, and he did some things that you know, we don't want him to do. I think you're going to see a kid like that gain more consistency throughout the year, and hopefully 5 weeks be a really solid football player.
Yeah, they are getting better each and every week, and they're being coached up, obviously, strongly. Another guy I want to mention that got some playing time was, once again, another sophomore. DeLon Spencer seemed to have come in, and there again, my perception maybe not where, but DeLon seemed to do a decent job when he came in.
He did, and DeLon, I mean, we've got some good young players in there in that sophomore class. DeLon, Gage Roof are guys who've come in as sophomores and played well for us on the line, on the defensive line at times, and it's a consistency issue. And sophomores are not going to be consistent. Those guys should be playing JV football. They're supposed to grow up on JV. They're playing two and three quarters on JV on Thursday nights, and then playing a couple of quarters on Friday night. But they're going out and competing, and they're making mistakes. We coach them on the mistakes, and they're continuing to get better.
Yeah, Coach, you touched on that for us a little bit before we go to break here in just a minute, but there are some Georgia High School Association rules about the number of quarters that kids can play each week, and I believe that number is six, isn't it?
There is. You know, generally, I don't abide by any Georgia High School Athletic Association. No, I'm kidding.
That's a joke. Yeah.
Somewhere out there, someone's writing a fine. Yeah. You're sending me a fine right now. That's
this
not
will
true.
Be sent to the corporate office.
Not true. I'm just kidding. Those are jokes. You get six. You get six a week. The quarters restart on Friday night, so a kid can play four quarters on Thursday and four quarters on Friday, and he gets two more quarters on the next Thursday night. And that was a good decision the GHSA did probably about 15 years ago to determine when the week started. You know, those kids, we play those kids, honestly, we look at them and go, if they only play two quarters on Friday night, they play four quarters on Thursday. And they may turn around and play four quarters on Friday night. I want kids to play. Sophomores and juniors who have a chance to play for us next year, those guys are playing on Thursday nights, getting better.
Yeah, you just can't replicate game speed on the practice field. It's just very difficult to do. Okay, we'll be right back in Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg.
That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glynn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black, on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, St. Simons, and by Sheldon Hogan. Before we get any further, I'd like to mention one of our sponsors, Ace Hardware, St. Simons. Hal Hart is here. I want to wish him a very happy, how would he say, 17th birthday.
Nice. 17 years old today.
Yeah, well, 18's a tough year for you, Hal, so just hang in there. All right, Coach, let's touch on Camden County a little bit. You know, obviously Camden County is, or not obviously, but Camden County seems to be fighting back in their 7A. Got a new coach down there the last couple of years. They seem to be playing good ball this year. I mean, obviously we're going to have to work hard to get the victory.
But, you know, I always say this, and people go, it's coaches speak, but it really is. It's about us. We go and play well and do the things we're coached to do. We have a chance to win the game. If we don't, we won't. And that really cut and paste it every week. I told a reporter who told me, man, you say that every week. But that's it. Let's just do what we're supposed to do. We'll win. You know, Bob Spire is a good friend of mine, and I've known Bob for, cut our teeth coaching together. He was the head coach at North Gwinnett. I was defense coordinator at Walton. We coached against each other. They knocked us out of the playoffs. Bob's a great football coach. Sean Jackson was my offensive coordinator. He's the offensive coordinator down there. These are great guys. They're good football coaches. They've done a good job. They've done a great job with that program. They're better. Their kids are playing really hard. You know, if you watch them, they're much improved on defense. They're better on offense. You know, and they're duking out because their region. They only get three playoff spots in that region. Then it's kind of an at-large thing. So, you know, they know they've got a tough road ahead to get in the playoffs. But those guys have done a great job. We've got to go over there and play well.
Yeah, we've got all three teams playing Camden tomorrow. The freshmen go down to Camden. I think Camden's JV comes up to us. They're going there, of course, the varsity travels to Camden County Friday night. They're going to come out, spread you out. I mean, they're similar to a team we've already played, kind of a Ware County Fort Dorchester.
You know, a little different. They're different. You know, Bob was, when he came to North Gwinnett, nobody really ran – you know, what they call the system, the Tony Franklin system, air raid. North Gwinnett had invested that Dennis Rowland and Matt Moore and two previous head coaches. Bob came in and took it to another level, and a lot of seniors have followed suit. And actually, we ran their offense my first year. I could probably sit on our sideline and steal their signals, to be honest with you. We ran their offense my first year here with Sean and had a lot of success with it. And, they're good football coaches, and they're gonna try to move the ball around or do some RPOs. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to us making tackles in space and defending the run. We do a good job of that. You know, we have a chance to win the game.
Yeah, they're led by a junior quarterback, number two, Logan Watson, 6'2", 190-pound junior. Got some pretty good skill kids. I mean, it's like you said, they're going to be well coached. They're going to have some big kids. They're going to have some fast kids. And it's about the Glenn Academy Red Terriers and not the Camden County Wildcats.
Look, we do what we're coached to do. We'll have a chance to win the game. We don't, we're not. And that's what it comes down to. And You know, we're a work in progress. I said that from the beginning of the year. We knew it was going to be a process because we were so young. You know, I felt like we took a step back last week at Ware County. And we want to challenge our kids to come out and compete Friday night. Play with some energy and play with some enthusiasm, something we didn't do Friday night. And we'll see how it goes. I think our kids are going to show up and play hard on Friday and let the chips fall where they may.
Okay, Coach. Well, we appreciate you being with us. It's time to bring up our coach's spotlight. We've got the defensive line, one of the defensive line coaches, Coach Steve Adley, coming to join us. But before he comes on, this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, now joining us is Coach Steve Adley, defensive line coach. Coach, glad to have you. I appreciate you showing up for us.
Thank you, Coach Mike. That's a great day to be a Terror.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day to be a Red Terror. All right, Coach, coming out, this is your second year with the Red Terror. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and how'd you end up in Brunswick, Georgia with Glenn Academy?
Well, I was a football mercenary all around Atlanta and knew of Coach Hidalgo. We compete against each other and really wanted to make a move and join a real quality program. And
getting tired of the Atlanta area?
The traffic was really bad.
I hear you. So you've never coached with Coach Hidalgo before. You just played against him in the Atlanta area, some of the schools up there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where's home for you? How did you end up in the Atlanta area? You're from the out west, aren't you?
I am Midwest. I was born and raised in Omaha, and just moved around quite a bit. I played a little bit up in Montana. I was 175 pounds soaking wet, but loved the game and wanted to pay it forward.
You played high school ball in Montana, or you played high school all in Oklahoma?
I played high school in Omaha, and then I ended up at Carroll College for 4 years. I was a fighting saint.
A fighting saint?
Way back when.
What position you play?
I played Sam linebacker and played for Bob Petrino Sr., Bobby Jr., the head coach, of course, at Louisville. He was our quarterback.
Yeah, that's a big name there. At small college, was he just starting out, Petrino just starting coaching? Or
exactly. His dad was our coach, and Bobby was a chip off the old block, and he's a tough nut, real good football player, and a real good coach.
How many years total have you been coaching?
I've been coaching 25.
25 years.
Yes, sir.
How much longer are you going to go?
I'm hoping to go five.
At least five till you retire?
Oh, yeah. Having a good time. Enjoying the school system. Enjoying coaching more. But.
All right. Let's talk about your players right quick. You like I said, you and Coach Alfred Floyd have the defensive line. Let's as Coach Rock has touched on several occasions, we're young, real young. I think we've really only got one senior, and that's a big senior, number 92, Marlon Taylor. But let's touch on a few more of you kids right quick before we get out of here.
The other one that has a lot of experience is James Dial. He had a procedure done on his toe, so he's going to be out for the next 2 weeks.
That's why he was in the boot today at practice. Okay.
Exactly, but he's going to recover quickly. He's another tough, experienced player that's only going to make us better come region play. And then Coach touched upon our younger guys, but of course you kind of threw me under the bus with Torres. He's a wonderful person as well as player.
I didn't mean to throw you under the bus, Coach. You work with him every day. I just watched a couple of plays that you're on film. So.
Oh, you know how we are. That's how we roll.
Exactly, yeah. That's how we roll. So who else we got with Torres? We got DeLon Spencer, I mentioned earlier, that's going to be a pretty good player for us.
He sure is. Nick Munchinson. We have a lot of sophomores, including Gage Roof, which Coach mentioned. And then Daniel Johnson helps us out a little bit. But we also have freshmen. It's almost reloading at Glenn Academy some of the years.
Yeah, we've got several freshmen that go up and work with you on the scout team each day. It's they're getting valuable reps up there against the varsity team that's just going to make them better.
Exactly.
So. All right, Coach, I appreciate you joining. Before we get out of here, anything else you want to share with us about your career? I know you are married. Your lovely wife is in the crowd with us. Look at that. She turned her head right there.
Oh, yeah. She's my better half. We got down here 2 years ago and haven't looked back. So we're real happy and blessed.
Now, something interesting. You're a special ed teacher at the school, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, then you got the special ed certificates and whatever else you got to have in the school system. Is that what you taught up in Atlanta also, in your special ed there?
Well, actually, I only taught 2 years of special ed up there, and I started off in social studies and actually did 2 years in PE. So I'm a pretty versatile
How many years total you've been teaching?
This is my 25th.
25 years teaching. Bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you could.
I don't know. That's why I'm a community coach, because I had the patience to teach. Okay, Coach, any final words for us before we get out of here?
No, sir.
Go Terrors.
Go Terrors.
It's a beautiful day to be a Red Terror.
It sure is. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us for the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Vision Media Sports Network. Come out to Marshside Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Bob Black. Good night, everybody.